We are learning Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 9 lines from the top, middle of a line, V'chol Heichad Lo Shavu. We just learned, Rabba, through his words, he said that if you have two things that don't have the same shear, and the case he's giving is that, according to Rabba, you need 4 amas of pasul eschach to make a Sukkah pasul, and avir is 3 tvachim. So once 4 amas, 3 tvachim, since they're not the same type of shear, it's not mitzdarif. So he says anything that's 2 shiurim and not mitzdarif to make 1 big shear. So Maraz Akash, is that true? I'll show you a Hilchas Tuma not like that. Every time the shear are not the same, they're not mitzdarif. But now we're into the Mishnah. This Mishnah is talking about Tumas Medris. There's a Tuma that if a Zov sits on a chair or sits on a bed or lies on a bed, that bed is an Avha Tuma. It's called Tumas Medris. So what's the shear of the sheet that he's lying on, that he or she is lying on, that becomes tamid? So atanan, a beged, if it's made out of beged, clothing, shloisha, 3 tvachim on 3 tvachim. This is actually different than shear than before. We had shalosh, which is 3 etzbayis, 3 etzbayis. The Tosfos on top here speaks out that regarding tamimais, 3 tvachim, 3 etzbayis by 3 etzbayis, is much less, is enough of a shear beged to become tamid. When it comes to tumas medris, which is made for sleeping or sitting, you need a bigger shear, which is 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Hasak, which is a different material made out of izim, made out of goat's hair, which is a thicker material. And the arba'a ba, it has to be 4x4 in order to be considered a choshava chair or bed. It has to be 4x4 tvachim. Ha'ar, if it's leather, chamisha, it has to be 5x5. Mapitz, which is something made out of konim, made out of reeds, that has to be shisha al shisha. So you see, everything has different shiurim to become tamei medris. A beg is 3 tvachim, sack is 4x4, or is 5x5, and map is 6x6. And Rashi explains each one is thicker than the other one. V'tani Allah, linten abraisa, ha beged va sack, or sack va ar, or va ar va mapitz, mitzdar vim zem zeh. That means if you have a sack that's only, which is made out of goat's hair, it's only 3x3, and you add, and it's you attach onto it a beged of one tefach, make it now 4x4, it's mitzdarif with each other. A beged and a sack. A sack is not mitzdarif to a beged, because a beged is more chomer. A beged is more chomer. You see, even less is matamah. So if it's only 2x2, with an add-on sack, it would not make the shear. But if you have a sack that's too small, a beged attaches that, it makes it tzirif. And same thing, a sack and the R. And the R at mapitz. And it's Vuyan Rashi, and Tosfos also speaks this out, that you can't mitzarif a beged with a R, even though it's more chomer a beged, but a beged and an R, the thickness is so different, you can't mitzarif two things. Only the one right next to it, you can mitzarif. So a beged v'asak, v'asak v'ar v'asak mizem zeh. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, if we just finished saying they have two things that different shiurim and not mitzarif, here is the things that different shiurim are mitzarif. And for the Gemara, no, different pshat. Hasaf k'tani taim v'om Rav Shimon, matam, hoil v'ru'uyin l'tamei moishiv. There is a different reason. There, because they do have something that they're equal in. If you take this piece of material and you even it out very nicely from all four sides, and it's one tefach, l'kuliyama, it's metame. So you see, they all shear one shiur. They're all the same in one shear. Which shear? A tefach al tefach. If you make it even around, you even it all around, it's a little square. Tefach, it's all metame. L'may chazi, what could you use this for? Armashim malakas rav yani, hel v'royal itla agave chamar. It's royal to put it under the seat by the saddle where you sit. It gets rubbed out. So you can put it right there. It's a perfect size. Tefach al tefach. Fits right under you. And if it's made in a nice, equal and even way, so tefach tefach is enough of a shear to be called a beged. A stam beged has to be 3x3 tvachim. A stam r has to be 4x4. A stam 5x5. All the shear. But if it's cut out, makatzeh, if you cut it evenly out, then it can be tefach tefach. Since they all have the same shear regarding this din of makatzeh and mekulon, therefore, they have tzirif as well. The question was, I didn't shear, how do you have tzirif? There it is. Here, they do have the same shear, legabe tefach al tefach. Besura omri lahosh maiz vayalishna. We just had a big shock of attire with Rabba and Rav, that Rav held, the Tamida Rav held, that the shear of schach pasul was 4 tfachim, and Rav held 4 amis. So in Surah, they learned that was the machlekes. In Ardoi, they have a different shita of Rav. Rav doesn't say 4 tfachim, he actually says 4 amis like Rabba. But Adoy Master, Om Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Rav Yudah Mashmuel, which means Shmuel Shita is Schach Pasul Be'emza Pasul Ba'arba. In the middle, Schach Pasul passes 4 Tvachim alone passes the Sukkah. Minat Zad, from the side, Pasul Ba'arba, it's Pasul 4 Amis. But Rav Amar no, bein min atzad, bein ba'emtza, ba'arba amas. The shear is 4 amas. So it means it's like this. The very first lashon, which is Surah's lashon, there Rav holds the shear is 4 tvachim. Only min atzad it's 4 amas. According to the second lashon, Rav holds like Rabbah, that even in the middle of the sukkah, the shear is 4 amas or the pasal. Zot gemara vayin. It's not. We learned in the Mishnah. It's a mission we had before. Neser shurachav abot tvachim kasheira. It says you shouldn't sleep on this. So obviously we're talking about a neser that's pasul for schach. It's exeris tikra. Going according to our mayor over there, that it's exeris tikra, or going according to Shmuel, it could be even for rabbanon because it's 4 tvachim wide. But we're talking about here 4 tvachim wide board that is pasul, but the sukkah is kasheira. That's what it says. You can't sleep on it, but sukkah is kasheira. So Bishleim al Rav, it's good for Rav, the second Rav over here that was learned. Because we're assuming right now this Neser is the middle of the Sukkah. It says 4 Tvachim, Sukkah is kosher. So if you Rav, it's good. Because Rav holds, in order to make a Sukkah pass, it has to be 4 Amos. Elo Shmuel, which we learned now, Shmuel says 4 Tvachim in the middle passes the Sukkah. Elo Shmuel, Dom Ba'emtza Ba'arba, Amai Kasher, why is it kosher? And if it's a Gemara, the case that the Mishnah says kosher is that this board is minatzad, and that's why it's kosher, because they say doifen akuma. It's minatzad, they say doifen akuma, so you have to up to 4 amas, therefore 4 tvachim sukkah is kosher. In the middle, taka will be possible. Tashma, another brisa. This brisa we have before also. Shnei sadinim mitzdarfim. If you have 2 sheets, it's mitzdarf to shir psul. Shnei nisarvim mitzdarfim. 2 boards are not mitzdarf. Rameya argues on the Tanakhama, who's Rabbi Yehuda. He argues. Rameya Imer, Nesarim kisadinim. Nesarim are like sadinim. That is, just like the sadinim are mitzdarif lepsul, Nesarim also are mitzdarif lepsul. So now, according to Rav in the Gemara on Daf Yodalad, Rav learns that this Bryce is talking about Dafka, a board that's 4 tvachim wide, because he holds the homachalikis, Rameya Rabbi Yehuda, is only by a board 4 tvachim wide. So remember, we're talking about here a board that's 4 tvachim wide. So Bishlam Lahach Lishadom Rav Bain Be'emtza Bain Menatzad Barba Amos My Mitzdarf from Mitzdarf Dal Amos. If you learn that it's always the Shira 4 Amos. So here, even though it's 4 Tfachim and it became Pasul Schach, but it's not doesn't Pasul Sukkah. So what does Mitzdarf mean? It's Mitzdarf for 4 Amos. El Lach Lishno. What if you the first Lashon of our Gemara? Dom Rav Be'emtza Barba 4 Tfachim Pasul already. So what do you need Tziruf? Once you have 4 Tfachim, it passes. Hey Chidom, Idis Be'arba, if you have 4 Tvachim on this Nesar, on this board, Lom Lutz Rufe, what do you need to be any Tziruf? That's the apostle. Iles Be'arba, Karim Ba'almonu, it's not apostle at all. So what do you need Tziruf for? Zachdor Le'om, Idis Be'arba, it has 4 Tvachim, that's why it's apostle, a piece of Schach. Ah, you asked me, so what's the Tziruf? It's apostle already. Umay Mitzdarfim. Mitzdarfim Lab Amis Menatzad. Mitzdarfim means that it's Mitzdarf to the Din 4 Amis Menatzad, where you can't say Defin Akuma, there will pass the Sukkah. So again, if you wrap this bracket with a Nesar 4 Tvachim wide, what does it mean Mitzdarfim? It's possible by itself. Mitzdarfim means you've got 4 Amis. Aye, 4 Amis, in the middle is 4 Tvachim alone, Passel. Here's Menatzad. One more bracket here. Toshima. Sichom and Asorim Shel Erez. If they made it schach with the sorum of Eresh Yesh B'Mahba, that's 4 Tvachim, Divya Kol Psula. And we had this Braisa was a Braisa brought before as a riot to Shmuel on the Gemara Daf Yidal on Mabez. That if it has 4 Tvachim, everyone holds Pasul. Ein B'Mahba, if it's not 4 Tvachim, this necessarily got Xeris Tikra. Rameya Paisel, Rudah Machsher. Rameya holds Xeris Tikra even less than 4. Rudah's Machsher. But then the Braisa goes further on top of Yechesh B'Mahba and says like this. Rameya is Moida, that in a case where you have a Apostle and Nesar, even 4 Tvachim wide, Apostle and Nesar, Apostle and board, what do you do? Shem Yeshbe Nesar and Nesar, Kamalai Nesar, if in between every board is 4 Tvachim, you fill it up with Tzchach, Shemiach Pesel Meneim, Vikshayri Rans Kasha. Now, what's the obvious problem? It comes out in the Sukkah, you have a 4 Tvachim of Apostle and Tzchach on top of your head. And according to Rav Yuan Girsan, Vishmuel, it's Apostle. So how do you sense the sukkah? Bishlam amandi ama bein be'emtza bein minatzav dal amos. Bishlam if you're the second lashon of Rab that the shear to pass the sukkah is 4 amos. Shemachik shear it's kosher. You have here schach kosher and you have schach pasul, but the schach pasul doesn't pass the sukkah because it's only 4 tvachim. You need 4 amos. But if ma'elamandi ama be'emtza rabba, both of you amandi ama holds the middle of the sukkah. If you have 4 tvachim wide of pasul schach, it passes the sukkah. My shear, why is it kosher? Amar Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. It's good to look at the picture, if you have a picture, that this sukkah was exactly 8 amos. Now, if it's 8 amos, if you split the sukkah in half, the ceiling in half, you know, theoretically, it's 24 tefachim on each side. And what you did was, on each side, you started with pasul eschach, and then you did kasher eschach. So, el shmeim tzimtzum tzimtzum, but you have neser u'pesel, v'neser u'pesel, v'neser u'pesel mahaygisa from one side, v'neser u'pesel, v'neser u'pesel, v'neser u'pesel mahaygisa. So what happens is, that starts off with a pasul eschach from each wall, then the middle, when they meet, there's two layers of kasher eschach, two side by side, of four tefachim of kasher eschach. So you look at it like this. The middle of the sukkah is the kosher of sukkah, and the side is doifen akuma. So therefore, it won't passel, because you don't have four tefachim in the middle of the sukkah, I in the side. I mean, outside, you'll have more than four tefachim. You have four amas. The havel shnei pesachim be'emsa, v'ikah hechsher sukkah be'emsa, hechsher sukkah be'emsa, because it's more than seven tefachim, it's eight tefachim, and the side is doifen akuma. So now, so that's how it works. So the other day, Simcha Yadik Hashel, Lachari said, Lachari, why do you need on the side Neser u'pesel, Neser pesel? You don't have to take out all you have to say is the middle you took out eight tefachim. What do you have to fill up the schachas on the side? So Rashi happens to over here. From Rashi, you see a teretz of the kasha. Rashi says that you now let hilchach ksheirai the oisah shtei pesalim. He says the sukkah is kasha. I did the two pesels, two kasher sach in the middle. V'sachas hanesarim lo yishan. But on the side, you shouldn't sleep under the nesarim. It's mashma. Under the kosher eschach on the side, you could sleep. You could sleep. And what's the pshat you could sleep? It's a doif and akuma. So the Rav Yoh says pshat is because since the whole psul of the nesarim itself, four tefachim wide, long zeris tikkun under Rabbanon, so it's not mamish a doifin. And therefore, at least under the kosher eschach, you're allowed to sleep. And that's why you're putting kosher eschach there, so you can sleep under the kosher eschach on the sides, even on the doif and akuma part, which is a maridik chiddush.
But where
you can sleep under. In the doif and akuma, is that right? It's a big chiddush. So when Taisus daf yidal on base says mefurish, Taisus yidal on base, the maschol moida says mefurish, says v'kula pesula, at the end of Taisus says v'kula pesula, the last few, two words of Taisus, v'kula pesula av tachas apsalim, chutz v'tachas shtei apsalim shem tzik shayr. Taisus there argues, and if you Taisus taka shtikla ara, why taka, you need pesel there, just so I guess you wanted to set up how it looks, but you don't really need any pesel over there.